I did some audio earlier, but it didn't really work because there was music playing in the background. So I'm doing it again. Take twos. This is the theme of the week. Fucking take twos that were regrettable and not as good as the originals. I hope that this will buck the trend. Maybe it won't. Who cares? I should be less narcissistic, really. No to self. I'm standing outside the Wick on Brunswick Street. I'm here with Mr. Kinkle, Mr. Sims. Mr. Kavanagh has just bid farewell and waltzed off into the night. And Toots. It's Thursday night. We've just been at this open mic night, and Luke Red, it was really good. It was good to see him expose himself, and in general, it was inspiring. And I had all this stuff I was going to say about discombobulation and the positive effects of discombobulation in the way in which, much like not eating dinner is denigrated, it can be a good thing because it means that you can drink like 3 beers and be completely trashed, as I am now. Being discombobulated is good because it breaks one's mental sets and enables one to see things in a new way and be exposed to influences and ideas and stuff that one would previously not have seen or noticed or been exposed to due to being locked into your habitual pattern of thinking. Discombobulation is underrated. People don't appreciate, oh my God, they don't appreciate the value of being discombobulated. People. Anyway, I'm going to have a party in a fortnight. I think it's the only solution. M's coming to stay tomorrow, which is going to be awesome. And life is basically good. One cannot complain. One cannot complain. I think we're moving on to bar open now. I beg your pardon? We're going, yes.
Thank you, Daddy.
Yes. That's all for now. Oh, moblogging. I was talking about moblogging and thinking about migrating back from Facebook to my blog and how I now have a phone where I can blog from anywhere. I could blog all the time. I could blog like crazy. I'm going to feel banned in this beer because everyone's going, oh well. I'm not sure if I would do that because traditionally I've been terribly pressed about my blog and I think and I don't agonize, but I spend a lot of time in my posts to make sure that they're right and that they're good. And, you know, under this new stratagem, I would just be blogging randomly from anywhere at any time. It would be a break in the pattern. It would change everything. But maybe that's what I need to do. I need to throw everything away. Throw everything away and start again. Jettison all previous assumptions. And allow the emergent structures to emerge. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. I'll ask Em. See what she has to say. Are you excited about seeing Em? No, why would you be? She's not your friend. But it's good. It rolls the eyes.